So yesterday was a very important event. What was that? Balaram Jayanti. A parent's day of Lord Balaram. Who knows who is Balaram? Anyone answer? Who is Balaram? Not you. Anyone knows who is Balaram? Yes.
The first expansion of Krishna.
Expansion, past expansion of Krishna, yes. Anyone else? In your altar anywhere, there in Balaram is there?
Yes.
Where? Yes. Rajanna Mandana say, Jai Sachi Sutta Hegra say, Balaram Hariga Nitha. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna, Nityananda is non-different from Balaram. So, Prabhuji requested me to speak about Balaram, because yesterday you were busy in center of Jarsim temple opening there. So, okay, but Balaram, Sankarsana Karanataya Sai, Garbhadasai Cha Payabdhisai, Sesascha Dasyam Sakala Sahanityananda Akhya Raman. Balaraman Saranam Mahasthu. I am taking center of the lotus feet of Lord Rama or Lord Balaram, whose expansions are Sankarsana, Karananda Kosai, Garbhada Kosai, and Kirodaksara Goswami. They all are expansion, they are from Balaram. So there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. Ekai Swarupa, they are same person, only Bhirna Matra Kaya, only the bodily color is different. Here is both, Gornita is both inferior complexion, but they are, but if you see, actually Krishna was not, he is not look like Balaram. Anyone has visited our Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, India. You have seen the Balaram is white and Krishna is blackish. Only the color is different. Otherwise there is no difference in power, in their strength, in their opulence, in their activities. There are so many questions in Bhagavatam we saw that the sages in Naimisharanya, they asked so many questions. One of the questions was Rama, they heard about to the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. Kritavan kila karmani saha Ramena kesava akimatyani bhagavan gudha kapata manusaha. And they asked that those Krishna with his elder brother Balaram, they performed so many pastimes in Brajabhumi, Vrindavan. They are not, though they are looks like ordinary human beings, but actually their pastimes are not possible to perform such pastimes by ordinary human beings. Ati martyan. They are above our imagination. So, that's why Ati marty Bhagavan gudha kapata manusa. Kapata manusa, they are not the ordinary human beings. They look like human beings, but they are not ordinary human beings. They are superhuman. They are supreme personality of Godhead. So, the sages, they wanted to hear about those pastimes of Saha Ramena Kesava. Not only Krishna's pastime, they want to listen to the pastime of Rama. Who is that Rama? That Rama is Balaram. So, when describing Srimad Bhagavatam, in 10th canto, 2nd chapter, 8th verse, 8th verse up to 13th verse is describing when Balaram, Sukadev Goswami is describing that Krishna, before appearing in the womb of Devaki, Krishna asked Jogamaya Devi. Jogamaya Devi. Then he told, Gatsa Devi Vajranu Vrajanu Bhadre Gopa Gopi Nalankritam Devakya Jathare Garbhan Sesakyam Dhamma Mamakam Tat Sangi Krishya Vahinya Udare Sangi Vesaya Garbha Sankarsanatam Vai Prahu Sankarsanam Bhuvi Rame Ki Lokaramana Balabhadran Balachaya. This is Krishna's speech. Krishna is speaking to whom? যোগ মায়া দেবী। কৃষ্ণ টেলিং ও যোগ মায়া দেবী ইন্টারনাল পটেন্সিয়াল, ইউ গো টু গোকুল বৃন্দাবন, হোয়াট ইজ বিজনেস, হোয়াট ইজ হোয়াট দে হ্যাভ, কৃষ্ণ ইজ টেলিং ইউ গো দেয়ার, দেয়ার ইজ ইন দ্য সেভেন্থ চাইল্ড দ্যাট ইজ ইন দ্য ওম অফ দেবকী, that is my expansion, this is my past expansion, Balaram is there, you go and by my mercy you will be able to do that activity, that is the work I am giving to you, just transfer that child from the womb of Devaki to womb of Rohini, if you do this and following my order, all over world people will worship you, Chandika, Kali, Durga, so many names. Everyone will worship you more than me. Krishna gave and gave. That's why you see. Jai Mata. The boon is given by Krishna. Krishna told, if you will do my business, then everyone will worship you. So, in this way, Krishna gave this boon to Jogamaya Devi. Go and do this business. Transfer the seventh child from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. And then Krishna, because time is limited, I am going very brief. Otherwise, one of the name of Balaram is Ananta. Ananta means?
Unlimited.
His glories are unlimited. You cannot describe in one, just few minutes or few hours. You go on, go on, go on. Unlimited glories. So, then Krishna himself also, now Balaram not too bad. He has not appeared. But Krishna gave the name of Balaram. What this child, when he come out from the womb of Rohini, what will be his names? What will be his names? Then he told the Bhakti specifically, Garbha Sankarsana Tanvai Prahu Sankarsana Bhumi Rameti Loka Ramana Balabhadram Vachaya. This child have these names. As Prabhupada is translating this verse, the son of Rohini will also be celebrated as Sankarsana because of being sent from womb of Devaki to womb of Rohini. He will be called Rama because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokula. And he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. So, if you are thinking Balaram is the elder brother, Krishna is the younger brother. Krishna came after Balaram. But who is giving the name of Balaram? Krishna is giving the name of Balaram. Before he took bath, he has not appeared. He has not appeared, but Krishna is giving, after he is taking bath, what will be his name? He is giving the name, these three names of that child. They come out from the womb of Mother Rohini. Krishna is speaking to Jogamaya Devi. And that three names, what are the name? Sankarsana, Ram, Balaram, and Balabhadra. You know, Balabhadra. Prabhupada Pakur. These are some of the reasons why Balaram is known as Sankarsana, Balaram, or sometimes Ram. In the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. People sometimes object when Rama is accepted as Balaram. But although devotees of Lord Rama may object, they should know that there is no difference between Balaram and Lord Rama. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that Balaram is also known as Rama. Rama iti loka ramana. Krishna is telling to Jogamaya Devi. So, clearly states that Balaram is also known as Rama, Rama iti. Therefore, it is not artificial for us to speak of Lord Balaram as Lord Rama. Jayadeva Goswami also speak three Ramas, Parshu Rama, Raghupati Rama, and so in this way, so we could know who is cause of whom. Krishna is cause of Balaram or Balaram is cause of Krishna?
Krishna is cause of
nine. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Radhe Adi Govinda Sarva Karana. So Balaram also manifested from him. Though in the spiritual world they always exist. still Balaram is necessary. Krishna is the cause of all kindness. Satchit Ananda Vigraha, Satchit Ananda. When Krishna wants to expand himself, then first Balaram came from his right side, and left side would came out Balaram. When he escaped in Brahmaya Puran very nicely. First Balaram, Sat, Hui Chit, Chit Sakti is Balaram, Ananda Sakti is Hadini Sakti, Alhadini Sakti, Pijar Potency. Yes? Radharani is for Pijar Potency, Alhadini Sakti. Balaram is knowledge, he is Adi Guru, he is the spiritual master. He is the primary spiritual master for giving knowledge. Spiritual master coming from him. And because we are accepting the spiritual masters, they are coming from Nityananda Balaram. He is Adi Guru. So his knowledge. And Sat, always Krishna is Sat. When you say Sat Chit, Ananda Vigraha. So Krishna gave the name of Balaram before his appearance. Told these three names, this child, Balaram, after he taking bath, three names. After Bhargamuni also gave, but he gave the same name, what Krishna has already given before. So in this way, we see how Krishna is, though he is a younger brother, but he is actually the cause of all causes. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Chaitanya Charitamrita said, and as he is telling, Sarvavatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tahara Ditya Deha Sri Balaram. Avatari means who is source of all incarnations. Who is source of all avatars or all incarnations, he is known as Avatari. Krishna and Gauranga, they are not avatar. They are Avatari, the source of all incarnations. That's why when Jayadeva Goswami is writing his Dasavatara Sutra, he not mentioned Krishna's name, neither. He's telling Kesava Dhrita Meena Sarira, Kesava Dhrita Kurma Sarira, Kesava Dhrita Varaha Rupa. He told Kesava Dhrita Balaram Nehaladhara Rupa, Balaram, but no Krishna. Krishna is the cause of all causes. He is Avatari. When Prabhupada was giving initiation, sometimes he asks this question, who is Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Someone told, okay, he is the incarnation of Krishna. Prabhupada will be correcting him immediately. He is Krishna himself. And he, sometimes someone told, okay, he is the incarnation. So no incarnation, he is source of all incarnation. Sarva Avatari Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. He is Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna. But his next expansion, first expansion, is Balaram. Ekai Swarupa Duhe Bhirna Matra Kaya. Only same personality, but they are not only Kaya, Bhirna, there is only difference in body color. Adya Kaya Duha Krishna Virarasaha. He is the serving Krishna in five different ways. Just like I chanted this verse, okay, how he is helping serving Krishna. He is servitor God. Krishna is the serve. He is taking service, and who is this? Krishna is taking service, but who is serving? How is serving? Sankarsana, Karavata Kusai, Garbhata Kusai, Kiravdhi Sai, and Sesa, Sudarshan Chakra. Balarama expands in five different forms. So in Sankarsana, clearly, I don't go in detail, it will be very wrong. Okay, this four in the expansions like Sankarsan, Karvadaksai, Garbhadaksai, and Payabdhisai, Kiravdhisai, these four expansions for creation. How to create? Karvadaksana is the cause of the spiritual world. This second Sankarsan, all the spiritual world emerged from him. And this from second Sankarsan, these three Purusha avatars came. Karvadaksai is the cause of all the sweet night, he is sleeping on the Karandaka Sagar, and he is from his desert. Then all the Brahma, these planets are coming out. So then every planet, one Garbhadaka Sagar is entering, every universe. Then from his navel, Brahma is appearing. This is Garbhadaka Sagar Vishnu. So there is one Karandaka Sagar Vishnu, but many Garbhadaka Sagar Vishnus. then Kira Sai Vishnu is residing a super soul in everyone's heart, this Paramatma. And when did their increase of demoniac peoples, Paritraya Sadhana, Vinasaya Chadushku, that personality, Kira Sai Vishnu, he took incarnations and he killed demons. So this was that is the all business, that is Balaram himself doing this business. But the last one is Sesa. As Sesa he served in all way to Balaram and Krishna. A Sesa is, what is the meaning of Sesa? End. He end all service of Krishna. There is no other service left. He himself expand himself to Dham, as Brother Dham or Navadip Dham. His Balaram himself is expanding himself. His Balaram, the Dham is, when Balaram himself expanded. His dress, whatever the dress Krishna is wearing, his sacred thread, his crown, all the ornaments he is using, when his necklace, his the seat, where he is sitting, everything is expansion of who? Balaram himself expands. To serve Krishna. In this way, he served him. And if you want to have some service for Krishna, you have desire to serve Krishna, then you have to take shelter of. Without his mercy, you cannot get any service. That's why Narada Das Thakur says, Henanita vine bhai, Radha Krishna, Paitenai. Dridha kari bharo nitai. Nitai karuna have, Braje Radha Krishna. Without mercy of Nityananda Balaram, there is no question of getting the service of Gauranga or Radha Krishna. So, he is serving in all rasa. There is Krishna can be served in five principal rasas there: Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. So, Santa rasa he is expanded himself, Dham. His Braja Dham, then Balaram himself expanding himself. Dasya. He considered himself also as the servant of Krishna. Who? Balaram. He always considered himself as servant of Krishna. That's why Ananta. Who is Ananta Sahaja? That is Ananta Sahaja or this bed of Krishna. Everything is. That is in Santa Rasa he is serving. Whom? Sorry. Also Dasya Rasa. Some statements we can see. One dangerous word. Krishna's grandson who? Sambha. Aniruddha Sambha, he went to where? Hastinapur. And he fell in love with? Lakshmana, daughter of Vidyadhara. The Kshatriyas, that is their habit, their tradition. They force, they kidnap, and they were running. And the all Kauravas there, together, they come to fight with him. No one person could not fight with him. When they come all together, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, they all just arrested him. And Bhims came to where? Dwarka. So now all Jadavas, they become angry. They want to come to fight with him. Yes, they have to do. But Balaram told him, no, stop. He's my disciple. Who? Duryodhana, my disciple. I go there and make it peaceful, you don't see. Balaram, one quality of Balaram, he did not like so much fighting or this thing. He wanted to be very really peaceful. When Mahabharata started, Balaram told to Krishna, Kaneya, we should not go to take part in that war. Let's go. But Krishna told him, I am not going to fight, I am not take any weapon. But I have to sit on the chariot of Arjuna. I have a desire to see the Kauruva. Balaram told no. If Kaneya told no, I promised, so I am not fighting in the sitting on the chariot. Balaram became evil. Okay, then you go wherever you die, you go. You just leave for pilgrimage, traveling the different places. So Balaram told, okay, I go to the arrested of Sambha. They arrested Sambha. So I am going and I will do some peaceful negotiation. Balaram came. So he directly did not enter Hastinapur Palace. Stay outside. Then he gave message, I am here. Charles Duryodhana, and all the Pandavas, all the Pandavas and Kauravas, they should immediately have an auspicious marriage of Sambhu and Lakshmana. Then, as a couple, married couple, bring them in front of them. So they think, how is he doing it? God is always also. How is he giving just dictation? What is this? Of course, Duryodhana was silent, but others, they did not turn on him. Told, okay. Here now, they are like our subordinate peoples. We are the emperor of the world. Hastinapura is the kingdom of the entire world. And Dwarka, they are thinking just one small territory that is under us. How they think they give him order? So they told Balaram like that. Now this thinking that the Sul is thinking to stay on our head. Hearing this, Balaram started laughing loudly. He told, okay, these people are thinking Krishna is by their mercy, Krishna is really a husband of his Dwarkadhis. Then his very famous verse in Bhagavatam he chanted. Jasyam dhipan kapa sarojo akhilalo kapalai maryo tamayirat dhita upasita tirtha tirtham brahma bhava ahamati jasya kalakalaya shrishcharohima chiramasyan pasananko balaram. God laughing, he called, oh, this look, this peoples, and this Kauravas, they are thinking Krishna is subordinate to them. Brahma Bhava. Brahma Bhava means Lord Shiva. Aham. Myself, Balaram. We all consider ourselves a servant and servant of Krishna. And these Kauravas, they are thinking Krishna has to follow their order. I have to teach some lesson to these people, sir. Then he took his transcendental plow. Look at the whole Hastinapura side. Just made a big hole. Now the plant will just pull it out and just throw it into the ocean. For this Hastinapura, here is, then all the Hastinapura people that are living in Hastinapura, they also. When you are just making a hole inside, just outside, all Hastinapura, then you are dragging Hastinapura now, then there is a big earthquake. All buildings are falling down, right? They were started there. And they all immediately took Lakshmana and who? Lakshmana and Sambhu. And Sambhu gave to Balaram, please excuse us. See, this is Balaram, in that verse, he's expressing his feeling as a servant of Krishna. As Sakha, he's also served Krishna as Sakha means. Because they're together, they go to the forest, herding cows. Sometimes they're tired. Krishna will sit down, and Balaram will sometimes put his head on his thigh and just sleep. Sometimes Krishna will message Peter, Balaram. Sometimes Balaram also message Peter, Krishna. Sometimes they fight each other. Many verses, nice verses in Bhagavatam, time is given. So, in this way, we see Sakya as friends. He also saw. Santa, a Dasya, as friend also is of Krishna. And being the elder brother of Krishna, he is also in that same. When they are going together, Krishna and Balaram, then Jasoda called Balaram. Balaram, he is famous and known as all of our brothers everywhere. You know, they know him as Dauji. Dauji means elder brother. They call him Dauji. Daud. Brajbhasa, they told Dauji means elder brother. Jasoda called Balaram, I am sending this Kanhaiya with him only. Because you are there, you take responsibility of Kanhaiya. He is very naughty. Always take care of Kanhaiya. Sometimes Balaram chastised whom? He is right to chastise Krishna. So in this way, he is elder brother. When there is marriage of Kanhaiya, when Krishna kidnapping whom? Rukmani. That's the middle of all the soldiers, thousands of soldiers, big heroes there, like who? Shishupala, Dantavatra, Janasandha, there's so many here. Krishna just took Rukmani, kidnapped Rukmani, just took her on a chariot, in a chariot and in a running. All the following, Rukmini was following. Rukmini, the brother of Rukmani, was taking to his sister. He had a plan to give her sister to Shishupal in marriage. So Krishna, Rukmini came fighting for him. How can he fight with Krishna? Krishna is very easily defeated him. And as their relation, brother in law, he just set up him in many different places. Just dragging him, in the backside, he just bound him in the chariot. Rukmini is crying, Balaram came. Balaram came, what are you doing? He's already waiting now. Who? Anyhow, he's already waiting. It's not good to behave in such a way. Then Balaram, in outwardly, Balaram chastised whom? Rukmini became the hero. So, anyhow, he says sometimes he becomes, as the elder brother, he chastises Krishna. Sometimes he has the right to chastise. So that's why he's in Vatsalya. Kanhaiya. What he called Krishna? Kanhaiya. Like Mother Yashoda also called Kanhaiya. Balaram also called him Kanhaiya. So he put his hand on his shoulder. And who is more powerful? One time for Krishna Ramara, our Krishna Balaram temple, Vrindavan, Prabhupada's, his Krishna Balaram is standing. Who is more powerful? Krishna is more powerful or Balaram is more powerful? Because Prabhupada told him, no, Krishna is more powerful because Balaram is putting hand and he's just training. He's depending on the power of Krishna. He's getting all sources, of power in Krishna. Sarvakarana? Anyhow, in Vatsalya say also Balaram is serving. Whom? Krishna. Krishna Chakravarti Thakur Virasika Acharya. He told, who is Ananga Manjari, the younger daughter of, he said, younger sister of Radharani. Ananga Manjari is also daughter of Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. Radharani is one brother and one sister, younger sister and one elder brother. Elder brother was Sridham, younger sister was Ananga Manjari. And Nityananda Prabhu's Lila, Gaur Lila, Nityananda Prabhu's wife, Janava Mata, is Ananga Manjari. So that's why Balaram is also expanding himself as Ananga Manjari to serve Radharani Madhurji. That's why Balaram is in this way serving in all verses to whom? Krishna and Radha and Krishna. Of course, in Brajalila, when Krishna is when Balaram is walking alone in Govardhan or in the bank of Jamuna, somehow if Balaram sees there is a footprints of Radharani, immediately he change his way and go in opposite side. Similarly, if Radharani sees that this Balaram footprint is there, then she also can immediately change her way. They respect each other. If you do Govardhan Parikrama, you see after crossing Govinda Kund, you go inside, in a very temple, small temple on top of Govardhan. It's called Luk Dauji. What is? Temple, there is footprint of Balaram. But we are not climbing. But before coming to Iskan, one time I went there up and I saw the footprint, very nice footprint, Balaram. He told that when Krishna was enjoying rasa with his group of gopis, then Balaram was standing there hiding and he was looking. Krishna, how Krishna is performing here rasa. So that's why his footprint is there. Balaram also performed rasa. But the gopis are different. Krishna's gopis are different and Balaram's gopis are different. To whom Krishna danced, they are not danced with Balaram. And those that danced with Balaram, they don't dance with Krishna. They are different. Those who are in Madhurya, in conjugal relation with Balaram, they have friendship with Krishna, sakhyas. Those who are Madhurya with Krishna, they have friendship with Balaram, like that. So in this way, in every rasa, we see Balaram serves Krishna. And without him, there is no survey, all survey. That's why he is known as Sesa. Why he is known as Sesa? Because he finished all service to Krishna. Nothing remained. So if you want to start doing any service to Krishna, then you have to take shelter of Balaram Nityananda. Without his shelter, without his mercy, he cannot get any service. That's why our acharyas, they gave, they put me in nice Sanskrit from Das Thakur. That's like I chanted one, two verse. Hena nitaya vine bhai radha krishna pai kema. Dhara nitaya charana dukhana. Even he was Balaram, Krishna killed many demons in Braja. But still Balaram killed two. Who are they? Dhenupasu and Rambasu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, these demons are killed, they are actually unearthed, they are different unearthed, they are obstacles in the path of devotional service. So they represent one obstacles. And specifically Dhenupasura and Rambasura, they represent two obstacles. And ignorance, Dhenupasura is ignorance, he says, and lusty desires for Pranambasura. So these two unearthers, these obstacles, our ignorance in spiritual knowledge and the path of bhakti and our lusty desires, the enjoying spirit, enjoying the material nature. That is a little Pranambasura. And these two unearthers, they will disappear from us with the mercy of Balaram or his representative, spiritual master. They are not given, Krishna not give up. By worshipping Krishna not doing bhakti, he is not giving up. These two anarthas, the obstacles on Balaram destroy. Or his representative who? Spiritual master. That's why paying your partner obeisances to Adhyana Chiran Dasya. Dhyananjana Sagataya Chakshurun Vinitam Jinas Asmai Sri Guru Dhyana. Jada Vidyajata Mayara Vaivava Tumara Bhajane Vadha Anitya Sansari Moho Janmaya Jivaku Karaya Vadha. Bhakti Vata Krishna. All these educations in schools, colleges, universities, and degree PhD holders, they may have Nobel laureates, but they are full number one. Open to everyone. You don't know anything, you are rascals. Full number one. Because these are all these knowledge they are getting. They have no help in spiritual. They are not no help in our devotional service. The jivaku karaya gadha, simply by taking these big degrees, people want to know how to work, how and how to collect money. Money is sweeter than honey, brighter than sunshine. So they are completely ignorant in a spiritual side. Then who is giving the spiritual knowledge? Guru. And who is that guru? He is representing the Nityananda. So that's why this anartha, Balaram, this is the Dhenukasura, he is in form of an S. Gadha, if you want to say someone, you are foolish, without using the word fool or foolish, you can tell you are an S. Gadha. You don't understand this, telling you the ignorant person. So here in form of an S, and with his thought, not an ordinary person, huge, having the strength of more than 10,000 elephants. Such a huge, big ass. Where he was living? Talavar. Talavar means palm. Palm fruit. This whole forest was full of palm trees and palm fruits. And Dhenuka Asura, he was living there. Demon Dhenuka, living in the forest. Thousands, man, thousands of his family members, all in a form of an S. And they are not allowing anyone to enter the forest. Just like this, these people, those are having big degree, university degree, they think this Hare Krishna people are fool. They don't allow in their office, come and distribute, you go with the books, they will not allow. You are useless people, as well. So like the Dhenukasura, these people are Dhenukasura. Representing Dhenukasura, they have no knowledge, but I think we know everything. Prabhupada calls them as Mr. Frog. They don't know anything. So Dhyanakasura liked that he was just residing in the palm forest, and he said, "This is my zone. No one can enter in this forest." But when there was one time there was in season, just after the beginning of rain season, there were so many palm fruits there ripened, and the sweet smell was going everywhere. And the coward boys, they are just with Rama and Krishna. They told, "Oh Rama, Rama, Mahabahu, Krishna, Dushta, Nibahana, oh Rama, oh most strong person, strength, and oh Krishna, killer of all the wickets, all the demons. We have a desire to enjoy this fruit of the palm fruit. Very nice smell is coming. Please do something for us." Then they laugh, Krishna Balaram. "Okay, let's go. They are funny. Balaram first entered the forest. Then he just pulled one palm tree. Just started shaking the tree. So many palm fruits fell out. Hearing the sound, who came? Then was heavy. How the did when an ass attacks someone, how? Putting his back, legs, and let this attack Balaram. Just kick Balaram in his chest. Balaram did not get anything. The second time he came again to kick Balaram. Balaram immediately pulled his two legs and started moving him very heavy and throw him on top of the sheep from him. So this tree was broken, then he fell off along the other tree, like 1,000 trees at a time. With Dhanukasura, in this way he get killed, lost his consciousness, died. So that's why with Dhanukasura, then all of them, but many thousands and thousands of this ashes, they come. And Krishna Balaram, very diligent, playing. Very nice game, one. And the cowboy, they were clapping here, Jai. So in this way, killing of Dhanukasura means killing our humans. So that is Balaram. He is the Adi Guru. He is representative of spiritual master. Is his representative. By his mercy only, we destroy ignorance. Similarly, Pranambhasa. Because the only, if I speak about one Dhanukasura pastime, it will go 2-3 hours. So they have to tell you, half an hour, 14 minutes, I will have to tell the whole Balaram Mahavira Prasad. Dhanukasura and who? Pranambhasa. Pranambhasa was a conscious agent. Conscious ending. After there are so many demons are killed by Krishna. There's Putana, then Punavarta, then Bakasura, Dhasura, then all these demons, then finally, Pralambasura. But Pralambasura, he just took the shape of a coward boy. They all see this. He just transferred a coward boy, but then he entered into the group of coward boys. When coward boys are playing Krishna with Krishna Balaram, he entered. But Krishna now, this demon is entered inside. Then they told, okay, we have to clear. Today is some wrestling. Two groups, and we wrestle each other. If one group is defeated, then the defeating group has to carry one person from the opposite, those are winners, on their shoulder. Then they can go up to Bhandi River, that is the banana tree, big, huge banana tree. 2 kilometers may carry him, or 1 kilometer may carry him. So you go, okay. But Pranambhasura was very intelligent. He saw that Krishna is the most powerful. Right? So he remained on his side, Krishna's side. Krishna's side is there. But somehow or other, but Krishna's side was defeated. Balaram was leader in the other side. So Pranambhasura was defeated, so he has to carry Balaram. Krishna had to carry Sridharam. So he was now, Pranambhasura, so Krishna, just Balaram sat on his shoulder. Took up to the destination of that tree, but after that he just forward, took Balaram. What is going on? Why are you taking me? They're taking me away. So Balaram, he started heavy, becoming heavy. Who can carry Balaram? Right? He had not done. Now he is so heavy, I cannot carry. Now he, so he won't for me. It's a huge demon. Balaram told him, what is the demon? Immediately he just one, but fist. Heavy. Heavy, just one fist. Immediately vomiting, by vomiting blood, he fell down on the ground and died. That is Kapartha means cheating. He is not a coward boy, but he took the form of coward boy. And lusty desire, this is also Bhakti Thakur, he is declared lusty desires. So this desire, this is also, this earth also destroyed by whom? Balaram. Or he is repeated the spiritual master. Right? This is not destroyed by Krishna. That's why we have to enter spiritual life, we have to take shelter of spiritual master, Balaram. Henanita itine bhai, Radha Krishna, paike bhai, you cannot get lotus feet of Radha and Krishna without mercy of Balaram nityanam. Whose shelter is more safe? Taking shelter of Krishna or Balaram? Taking shelter of Nityananda or Gauranga? Those are most fortunate, intelligent, they take shelter of Nityananda. Jai Sushi Gopi. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, we see two persons specifically, and just brief example. One person was under shelter of Gauranga, Chota Haridas, who was direct associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he did little mistake, and Mahaprabhu rejected him. But Kala Krishna Das, he was under center of Nityananda. He was Nityananda person. But Mahaprabhu could not kick him out because he was already under center of Nityananda. So because Nityananda Prabhu giving him shelter, Mahaprabhu could not kick him out. Very long story, I cannot, time is not there. That's why it is more safe to take shelter of spiritual master than to take shelter of Krishna directly. What is the standard of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? 64? Around 1 lakh men. Mahaprabhu declared when he was in Jagannath Puri, he told, if someone is not chanting 1 lakh men, I don't accept even a glass of water from him. Only I eat from the hand of lakh kutis. Means, who is chanting? 1 lakh men, 64 round. That is standard of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, he is not going to deliver anyone. Though he is Patita Bhava. So Prabhupada, when he came into the Western world, he was thinking, what is going on? He asked, first chant, 64 rounds, 8 hours. He pleased them, he refused, 100%. 84 rounds, 64 rounds, 8 hours chanting. Prabhupada told, okay, chant 32 rounds. Then do 4 hours service. After 1 week, they also returned. The cold age is also Swamiji, he is not returned. Then Prabhupada was very intelligent. He was thinking how these people should deliver. There's so much compassion in the heart for this problem for the sexuals. They were thinking about Abadhut. If he will not come, then these people should not deliver. Who will deliver these people? Prabhupada told, okay, 16 round minimum and 6 to 8 hour service. Then he prayed Nityananda. Gaudiya Mathe, you go, you see Gauranga and Radha Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, getting their preaching. Prabhupada, he brings Nityananda, Mr. Gauranga. Because Nityananda, he did not consider all these things. He is our group. Amare kiriya loha bhaja Gauranga. I will simply worship me. Simply chant Gauranga! Even if you chant once Gauranga, you will just purchase. Who is there? No one is chanting. When I am chanting Gauranga, no one is chanting. How you get the mercy of Nityananda? How you get mercy from Nityananda? What is Nityananda promised to him? Amare kiniya loha bhaja? If you want my favor, you have to chant Gauranga. You go to Mayapur, Navadi Parikrama, Mayapur, you will say, every day people start Gauranga and then sing it. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. Gauranga, two words. What? Gaura? We chanting Radhesyam, Radha Krishna. Same meaning, Gauranga. Same meaning. That is also one mantra. Sivananda saying, that is the Ishta mantra. He was chanting always. What? Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. That is the point. So anyhow, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And so that's why Prabhupada very intelligently brought our in his Kalhu. Nityananda and Gauranga. That is not different. Because Nityananda is avadhut. You go in his shelter, just catch his lotus feet. Nityananda will not let you go. Vindhi Mahārāja broke his throne. What? The sardan pot. Then you are drinking liquor all that. There was a crack in his head. Blood was coming out. Still Nityananda. Tell him. No, Gauranga Mahaprabhu became angry. He called Sudarshan to kill these brothers. Immediately, Mahārāja to just to hold the feet of Gauranga. No, please give me these two souls, Jagai Madhai. Please give them to me. He gave them something, Jagai Madhai. It's very merciful. Respectful, any Kali Yuga, Balaram appeared as Nityananda. We have all of us, conditioned souls. Hena Nitaya Vinay Bhai Radha Krishna. Excellent of Nityananda Balaram. We will say. And we don't consider any rules, regulations. But his condition still got to follow minimum things what Prabhupada gave us. For the great principles. Chant, how many rounds? 16 rounds. One person asked Prabhupada, how your Guru Maharaj told 64 rounds, Gauranga Mahaprabhu told 64 rounds. How are you telling only chanting 16 rounds will deliver? How is it possible? The tears just come from Prabhupada's eyes. Do you think I'm cheating? I'm not cheating. Because we are the shelter of whom? Balaram. Prabhupada told the gate door key. My key is with me. When there is a festival in temple, the main door, thousands of people enter the main door when they are chanting 64 rounds. The back door screen is with me. Come in backside and there I will enter. When you, after leaving there, your body, when you go to the spiritual world, they will ask to whom you belong, who is your master? So Prabhupada telling, I am waiting there for his coming. Because he is representing whom? Nityananda Balaram, his spiritual master. So in this way, doing many things to speak. If you want to glorify Balaram, it will take 7 days, not enough. You can speak day and night, not finish. His name is Ananta. How can he finish his glories? So because time is limit, and they told me it already 10 minutes passed away. So I stop here. So please take shelter of whom? Nityananda. You cannot go directly also jump to Nityananda. Take shelter of his dependency. Who? Prabhupada. Jasya prasada, bhagavata prasada, jasya aprasada, nagata kutopi. There is no other way. If you take shelter of Nityananda's dependency, spiritual master. In this way, we please Nityananda Prabhu and finally Gauranga or Radha Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna.